The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Mem Tes. We find the Gemara over here in Gittin, Daf Mem Tes, brings a drosha. The Gemara says, Shor Re'ehu Om Rachmono, V'loi Shor Shal Hekdesh. The Torah says that when someone shor, when one person's shor is axe, gores and attacks another axe, Yigach Sharish as Shari Ehu. So the Torah says there is an obligation as a chiyuv to pay, that's the chiyuv of Nezek. So the Gemara makes a drosha that the Torah doesn't say when it's when your Shar attacks another Shar. It says when it attacks Shari Ehu, your friend's Shar. Therefore the Gemara says that that pasuk is a mute. That's coming to exclude that if it's someone else's Shar but it's not your friend, which means if it's a Shar Hektish, if the shard doesn't belong to a person, the shard belongs to Hektish, because somebody made it Hektish, he was Maktish the shard. Now it does not belong to a person, it belongs to the entity of Hektish. And then your shard comes and damages that. You're not obligated to pay money to Hektish to pay for the loss, that the damage that your shard caused the Hektish. As a special Xeris HaKosov, that we say, Shor Re'ehu Am Rachmona V'loi Shor Shal Hektish. Toiz over here discusses, how far do we take this halacha? Now the Gemara says that there are different categories of damage, different categories of mazikin. There's one type of mazik where a person himself causes damage, the person himself through his actions causes the damage. And there's other types of mazik where, as we mentioned before, that a shor could cause damage. And even when a shor causes damage, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, there are many different types. There's the type of damage that a shor causes in its natural way of walking, its natural way of eating. Those things are referred to as shein and regel. Shein is what a shor usually eats with his teeth. Regel is something that damage that happens to a shor through its regular way of walking. The pasuk over here, shari ehu v'loi shor hektish, is referring to a shor that attacked another animal, something which is unusual, something that usually animals do not do. So Taisa says, maybe we can suggest that this, that we have a drosha from a pasuk, shari ehu v'loi rachmono v'loi shor shal hektish, only applies to this specific type of damage, this specific type of hezek. Then we'll say that if your shor causes damage to a shor that belongs to hektish, then you're potter. But other types of hezek, by shein or by regel or by a person, if the person himself, if his own body causes damage, maybe we'll say we have no pasuk to tell me that you're potter. So even if it causes damage to hektish, then you will be chayiv. That Taisus suggests we possibly say that. However, Taisus comes up with other drashas. Taisus says we have other psukim that tell me that in situations that even in a case where a person is mazik and even other types of hezek that are caused by a person's property, by a person's animal or other things, still we say that if a person causes damage, a person's thing causes damage to hektish, he is not obligated to pay. However, Taisus does say that the midrabanan there is a chiyuv. However, minat toiro there is no chiyuv to pay in such a case. This is the opinion of Taisus. The opinion of the Rambam, as expressed by the Sefer Ar Sameach, in many places, Ar Sameach discusses it in Hilchos Nizkei Momon, Paragraph Halacha Beis. He also discusses it in Hilchos Geneva Perek Beis. It's also, Ar Sameach mentions this in his Chiddushim, Al Hashash, and Gemaras, and in a bunch of different places. The opinion of Ar Sameach is that the Rambam disagrees with this Taisus. The Rambam says that this halacha that we see from here, that if it causes damage to hektish, you're not chayav to pay, is only true in the case that the Gemara is discussing. The Gemara is discussing a case of a shor that causes damage, an unusual damage caused by a shor. Such a case where the shor caused an unusual damage, in that the case we say shor yehu lo shor shal hektish, and if you cause the damage to hektish, you're not chayav to pay. However, if the damage is caused a different way, or if the damage is not caused by your property, the damage is caused by the person himself, in that case we have no pasuk. We have no pasuk to tell me that you're a potter, and therefore you will be chayv. And our Sameach says, even if you'll say that you're not chayv, even if you're going to tell me that you're potter, there's still a very strong reason why you should still be chayv to pay. Because the Gemara says in the Bava Kama, Daf Chof, and other places, the Gemara says that even in a case where you cause, your animal causes damage, and we say that by the letter of the law, you're not chayiv to pay. You're not chayiv, the Torah says, you're not chayiv to pay for that damage. However, we still say that if you have hana, if you have some benefit that came out to you because of what, because of something your animal or something your property did, then you have to pay the other entity for the gain, for the hana that you had. So in the Gemara's example over there, the Gemara says there's certain times where if Yeshua goes and eats something that belongs to somebody else, the Torah says usually you're chayiv, but are certain situations where you're potter. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that if your shor went and ate it, so now you had hana, you got a benefit because you didn't have to feed your shor a meal because your shor ate its own meal from someone else's property, so you have to pay the owner of that property, what the shor ate, for the benefit, for the hana that you had. So the Aris Lameach says that even if I would say, even if we would grant that the halacha is that mazik is a hektish, it's not chayiv to pay, we'll still say that because if you have hana from hektish, in a situation where you're having benefit, the case of the Gemara over here, when one shor gores another shor, it would seem that the shor that killed the second shor is not having any benefit. He's not having any, or the owner of the shor is definitely not having any benefit from the fact that this shor is dead. So in case when the shor is mazik another shor, then you'd say mazik is a hektish is potter, like the Pasuk says. However, in a different case, it would be a different type of damage where the person ends up having a benefit from the Hektish, then you would have to pay, you would be obligated in paying the Hano to Hektish. That's the argument of the Aris Lameach. However, if that's the case, there will be, quite possibly, a very big Nafkamin Ladino. Because the Gemara says over here by us, the entire Sugya over here in Gittin, as well as the Sugya in the first paragraph of the Kama, says that there's a Halacha that when a person is obligated to pay because of a damage, because of a nezik that was done, the halacha is that he is mechuyev to pay from meitav. He's mechuyev to pay from the best property he has. If he's paying from his property, from karka, so the Mishnah says over here that he's mechuyev to pay ibis. He's mechuyev to pay from the best land that he has. So the Gemara over here has a discussion between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, whether what type of edus, how do we measure the best land? Is it the best land of the mazik, or is it the best land that belongs to the nizik? That's the sugya over here. However, the halacha is uncontested. Everyone agrees that there is a rule that by mazik, by nizik, you're mechuyev to pay the best field that you have. What about when you're not mechuyev to pay because you're a mazik? What about in the case we mentioned before, where even though you cause damage, but you're not paying because you're a mazik, you're paying because you had hana, because you had benefit? In such a case, says the Aris Lameach, even though you actually have to pay, you have to pay the amount of hana that you had, however, you're not mechuyev to pay, to give that money from your best lands, from meitav. The halacha of meitav is only said by hezek, it's only said by damage. The halacha of meitav, of edis, paying edis, is not said just because you had hana. So therefore, in such a case, our Sameach says, true, by it's possible that by mazik is a hektish, you'll have to pay for your hana, but you will not have to pay from meitav. Now, generally speaking, this halacha, that when you mazik is a hektish, whether if you hold like Tosfos that you're potter from paying, or if you hold like the Rambam, according to our Sameach, that you chayiv to pay, so generally speaking, it's not relevant to zman hazeh, we don't have hektish. The Yam Shel Shloimeh in Bava Kamma says that, of course, even though there is a concept of hektish and halacha, there's a concept of setting aside money for a Beis HaKnesses, for a shul, or setting aside money for tzedakah. However, this money that's tzedakah, or this money that's set aside for a shul, is not have the same halachic status as hektish. Instead, it has the halachic status of either mamon aniyim, or has the halachic status of shutzen. All the people that are mishtatev in the shul are considered, they're all owners in the shul. So we don't really have a case of hektish in which we could apply this rule or this machlokes that will say that according to Tosfos, someone who causes damage to hektish should be potter. So even Tosfos would agree that if you damage money that was set aside for aniyim, or if you damage a property of a shul, you would definitely be chayiv to pay in such a case. There would be absolutely no p'tur. However, where this shiloh has in afkamina lahalacha is in a very similar drosha that the Gemara makes a Bava Kamma. Just like the Gemara over here by us makes a drosha, Shor Re'ehu Amar Rachmono, V'loy Shor Shor Hektish, that we have a drosha that you're only chayiv if you damage your friend's shor, but you're not chayiv if your shor causes damage to a shor hektish. So the Gemara in Bava Kama makes a similar drasha that we say that shari, you're only chayiv if your shar causes damage to your friend's shar, and not if it causes damage to a shar of a goy, shar of an akum. In such a case, that the goy is aside from the pasuk. So if your shar causes damage to a shar of a goy, we say shareu rachmanu v'loy shar shal akum, and there is no obligation to pay. So now the question becomes: if we have it, if the same way we say that shareu rachmanu v'loy shar shal hekdesh tells me that you're completely not obligated to pay. If that's true, the way Taita says over here that there is absolutely no obligation to pay, so then so too will say the same thing, that there is no obligation to pay. If I learn like the Ar Sameach that there's a chiv to pay because you had anah, or if you say that this only applies to specific cases of damage, and I say this does not apply to all cases of damage, so then I will say that by shari'ehu v'loi shor shal akum, it only, maybe only applies to a case of a shor, when you cause damage to the guy's shor. In a case where you cause damage to the guy himself, or you cause other types of damage that are not considered damage of a, that are caused by a shor, in such a case you'd say that you would be chayv. Now usually this shayla is not so negel halacha, because even if there wouldn't be a chiv to pay midin Torah of dinah d'machusa, if the, generally speaking, the laws of the land will obligate somebody who damages someone else's property to pay, even if the other person he's damaging is not Jewish, the person is a goy, so then obviously you'll be obligated to pay. The question becomes, in a situation where the dinah d'machusa will not apply, whatever the situation may be, and under such circumstances, then we will have a shiloh whether there is a chiv to pay and somebody or somebody's property, or something of someone's belongings, causes damage to a akum, to a guy. So in fact, this we find is actually a achleikus apayskin. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yiralf and other places assumes that just like there is a miyut of shariyehu and not shar hektish, he says so too we say the same idea, shariyehu and not shar shal guy. And he says this applies across the board, that there is no difference between any types of damage, and we say there is no chiv to pay when you cause when you cause damage to someone is a mazikas agoy. However, the Chazon Ish of Kama Simin Yud in Sukkot Yudalit says that this din of shariyehu v'lo shor shal akum is dafka, is specifically referring to a case of a shor, and there is no mir, there's no exclusion from other types of damage. And therefore he says that if the person himself, person shor causes damage, he's not chayiv, but if the person himself damages a mumin that belongs to a goy, so then the halacha is that he's definitely chayiv, and he brings a raya from a chuvus rosh over there. So based on this question, whether we say that as mazik sagoy should be chayiv or should be potter, so Moshe Shtermuch in the chuvus on Haggis, in the first chaylik, it's in Tav Chav Dalet, says that this really should depend on the question in our Tosis. If we learn it from Shariyah, Lo Shar Hekdesh, the Pater, everything, or if we say it's only by certain things, so he says, since it's really a Sege de Dino, so in a case where the guy would know about it, it will be a Chilul Hashem, so just like we say by Gezel Akum, that because of Chilul Hashem, you're Mechuyiv to return the money, so too we'll say over here, that in the case of Chilul Hashem, you'll be Mechuyiv to pay. But in the case where there won't be a Chilul Hashem, in the case where there won't be a Din of the Machusa, so since we don't know for sure it'll be a Seik of the Dino, so say Amay Tichver Al Averayo, and the person will not be Mechuyiv to pay.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.